be one when she was my age, like Scarlett wanting to be a model or a stewardess. Maybe living in a place like Antler makes people latch on to big dreams instead of drying up and blowing away. Finally, we pile the cartons into the truck and head east to the bait shop on Lake Keezer. At Claude, we turn off the highway and onto the road that winds through Palo Duro Canyon. The canyon breaks begin about a mile out of Claude. They seem to rise out of nowhere, and then suddenly the land flattens again. We cross at the Prairie Dog Town Fork of the Red River, only it's nothing but red mud today. Dad shakes his head. I don't know how the ranchers and farmers are making it this year, dry as it's been. Cal said Mr. Bogus lost his cotton crop. Makes a man glad he's raising worms. I wonder if he's being funny because it sounds funny, but Dad isn't the type to joke. I check out his face. He's serious. You know, Charlie McKnight may be tight with his money, but it's probably what saved his farm over the lean years. Why did you leave Dallas? I ask. Dad's never given me a straight answer when I've asked before. In Dallas, my uncle and aunt are lawyers in my grandfather's firm. They drive nice cars and live in big, fancy houses.